Chapter 6. Formal Assessments and Waldorf Education. Information in this chapter about general policies in Waldorf education for formal reporting is based on guidelines that Waldorf makes available to Waldorf professionals and member schools. Information about the particular policies of the schools in the study and their student learning standards is based on interviews, actual report examples, and documentation provided by those schools. One of the services that OSNA provides affiliated Waldorf schools is an online resource called Effective Practices. This is a compilation of best practices that well-established member schools share for the benefit of newer schools. It addresses a full range of concern, for example, pedagogy, working with parents, finances, development, operations, facilities, human resources, and reports. The recommendations in each area are options rather than mandates. The College of Teachers of each school may adopt or modify them to meet its school's particular needs. While specific practices are optional, OSNA's multi-step path to full membership ensures schools' compliance with strict pedagogical, administrative, and infrastructure guidelines. We discuss this path in Chapter 8. According to the guidelines in Effective Practices, Waldorf school faculties must adhere to the fundamental principles of the pedagogy in setting their school's policies for formal written reports. Reports must reflect age-appropriate expectations and holistic appraisal and serve to encourage further learning and development. An important guideline for teachers of the lower grades is that they give a holistic appraisal of the individual child with academic progress as only one component. Starting in fifth or sixth grade, teachers should begin to assess specific academic skills and knowledge with grades or rating scales. Further, all written assessments, end of block, mid-year, and end-of-year reports, should directly reflect the classroom experience and should report progress only toward goals that the teacher has set. In no instance should a formal assessment depend solely on a student's performance on a test or any single piece of work. Written reports are meant to reflect the aggregated, multidimensional classroom assessments accumulated over time. Waldorf schools, for the most part, have excluded standardized testing as a method of assessment and a basis for teacher and school accountability. Individual schools may use some standardized testing with discretion. For example, testing conducted by outside specialists to identify learning disabilities. The College of Teachers makes decisions about which tests, when, and for what purpose. Waldorf schools usually do not practice ranking of students, which would be contrary to the principle of respect for and appraisal of individuality of each student. Teachers are aware of norms for achievement in each grade. They are built into the age-appropriate curriculum and each school's grade-by-grade student learning standards. How students are performing in relation to the class, the norms for the grade, and individual potential can be considered in reports and can be discussed with parents. It is official ranking that is discouraged in Waldorf practice. Formal written reports alone do not serve as a basis for withholding or conferring promotion, privilege, or status. The faculty of each school makes decisions about the frequency and formats of written reports. The adoption in recent years of more standardized report formats that use rating scales or letter grades starting in middle grades is a response to the needs of parents, accrediting agencies, and the general public for more recognizable measures for evaluating educational outcomes. The adjusting of policies for reporting student achievement is the prerogative of the College of Teachers in each school, who are understood to be in the best position to judge what those needs are and how to meet them. Common to all Waldorf schools and all grades are parent-teacher conferences and the end-of-the-year narrative reports. The teachers in our study said they prepared for parent conferences by assembling the child's work to date and reflecting on overall progress in all areas of development. They viewed these conversations as opportunities for sharing organized, thought-through impressions as well as products of the student effort. The style, format, and content of each end-of-the-year narrative reports are similar in all Waldorf schools. We discuss them separately below. Formal reports in three Waldorf schools. The three schools involved in our study had variations in the OSNA-recommended practices for formal reports. The participating teachers described the specific procedures and policies set by the College of Teachers of each school in regard to the frequency, format, and content of written reports at the time of our research. Whittington Waldorf School required all teachers of all grades to hold parent-teacher conferences in late winter. Teachers of the lower grades and kindergarten also offered parents an earlier conference in the fall. At mid-year, teachers of grades 6, 7, and 8 prepared written progress reports that focused on academic progress and skill development. These had two parts. One, a description of general expectations regarding preparation, attitude, and effort, followed by the teacher's comments about the students, and two, a list of learning goals for each main lesson subject, and also other subjects in the curriculum that year, followed by the teacher's comments specific to the student's work in each subject. In addition to the mid-year reports, teachers of grades 7 and 8 prepared block evaluations for each student at the end of each block, which meant throughout the academic year at intervals of from 2 to 4 weeks depending on the length of the block. The teacher could choose to address these directly to the student. For example, your work was excellent because students took them home and returned them with a parent's signature. The teacher could decide the format and content, but these block reports would usually consist of a brief narrative evaluation of main lesson work and of class participation, and would indicate results of block tests. The teacher could decide whether or not to design a letter grade. This type of reporting was considered important for these grades because students at this point in their development needed systematic feedback. According to one teacher, it would help them develop momentum and take ownership of their own educational process. A packet of the accumulated block evaluations, which parents would have already seen, was sent home along with the mid-year progress report. Teachers of all grades prepared the end-of-the-year narrative reports. The school did not keep teachers' notes, grade books, and assignment completion lists. The school office retained copies of the block reports, mid-year progress reports, and end-of-the-year reports. These could be made available at parents' request to other schools at the time of transfer. Block evaluation form from Whittington Waldorf School. Possible format used for 7th and 8th grades. The teacher decided the format, whether or not to assign letter grades, and whether to address students directly. Example is composite from actual reports. Student, Martha. Dates, September 24th to October 22nd. Subject, U.S. History. Overall grade, A. Course description. Beginning with a description of pre-Columbian America and a review of the European discovery, the class took up the history of the founding of the United States. Alongside the story of England's legacy here in America, Dutch, French, and Spanish influences were also discussed and evaluated. Regional issues were highlighted through in-depth studies of Jamestown, Virginia, the Bay Colony, Massachusetts, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Our last focus included the 20-year history between the French and Indian War and the Declaration of Independence, the years where the idea of America was born through the words and deeds of such patriots as Franklin, Adams, Paine, Henry, and Washington. Main lesson work. Martha is casual about her accomplishments, but this certainly belies the extra effort and the enthusiasm that stand behind her main lesson work. She has been able to consistently go above and beyond her teacher's expectations and make it seem the most natural of occurrences. Her block book is colorful, interesting, and bursting at the seams with creative energy. A+. Classroom participation. Martha takes a measured approach to our class reviews and discussions, and though she does not push herself forward, she is an astute observer who has contributed thoughtfully on many topics. She respects and appreciates the contributions of her classmates, and by the same token is not afraid to speak out in situations involving the exchange of opinions and ideas. A. Block test. Martha did well on her history exam and demonstrated a mastery of the material covered. As an essay writer, she is capable of marshaling facts and ideas and laying them out clearly. A. Seaside Waldorf School mandated 3 reporting times per year as recommended by OSNA. All class teachers held parent-teacher conferences during the first 6 to 8 weeks of school when they would explain the curriculum and learning expectations for the year. In January, Teachers of grades 1 through 5 conducted another round of parent-teacher conferences, this time with input from special subject teachers. On both occasions, they shared students' work in main lesson books, homework, projects, and a verbal assessment of progress in all areas of development. Teachers of grades 6 through 8 prepared detailed mid-year written reports that were sent to parents and kept in school records. This report had two parts. 1. A one-page personal report that evaluated attitudes, social relationships, and work ethic as needs improvement, satisfactory, or excellent, with room for comments below. 2. A set of subject reports for main lesson and special subjects with a full description of the topics, activities, and learning expectations, which would be one or more pages long, followed by assessments of the student, using the same three ratings on categories like effort, class participation, main lesson book work, homework, written or artistic understanding. Teachers would write comments below. The comments section allowed for rounded, nuanced evaluations that could combine critique and encouragement. Two examples of comments from actual reports follow. During class discussion, Connor offered fewer contributions than in the past and seemed at times less than fully involved. He needs to not allow himself to be distracted by classmates. This is an ongoing challenge for him, but good progress is being made. When called to attention, he was generally knowledgeable on the subject being covered, and his assignments have been carefully kept up to date. I want to make special mention of his beautifully written composition describing the Jamestown colony during its transition in the year 1619. Molly did less well than expected on her history exam. This seems to be because she concentrates her energy on the question at hand without planning to leave time for the remaining questions. We are working on strategies to improve this. Her main lesson bookwork is always beautifully done. She has a remarkable eye for details, and her artistic work is a wonderful complement to her understanding of the topics covered. Finally, teacher sent home the end-of-the-year narrative reports. The narrative itself was preceded by a several pages long description of the curriculum of the year. Teachers of grades 6, 7, and 8 would include information in the narrative about test and quiz scores, homework, and grades for special projects. Mid-year report format from Seaside Waldorf School. Two-part format used for grades 6 through 8. The lengthy description of class activities and learning expectations of the block was considered important context for understanding, characterizing, and evaluating the individual student's engagement and attainment. Content is a composite of actual reports. Mid-year personal report 2010-2011, Social and Work Ethic. Student, Julie. Grade, 6. Attitude, school conduct, excellent. Respectful attitude, excellent. Fulfills responsibility, excellent. Cooperation, cooperates with adults, satisfactory. Peer relationships, satisfactory. Ability to work in a group, excellent. Demonstrates understanding. Ability to work alone, excellent. Organization of work, satisfactory. Preparation for class activities, excellent. Comments. Over the course of the fall, Julie has begun taking her work and relationships with her teachers and classmates more seriously. It is gratifying to see her striving to do her best. I think she understands how important this is for ensuring her best options for her future. Mid-year subject report 2010-2011. Subject. Main lesson geology and astronomy. Student. Julie. Teacher, Mrs. R., grade 6. Block description. We started the year with this block. We began by hearing how scientists think our universe began. It is a story of mythic proportions despite being a credible scientific theory. By comparison, looking at the planets in our own solar system seems easy. We explored the lineup of planets in their position relative to the sun and in their physical makeup. Compared to its neighbors, the Earth is a beautiful and unique planet, neither too hot nor too cold, but just right. From this perspective, I hope to help the students come to feel reverence and appreciation for our planet. It is the combination of placement, elemental composition, and internal heat that makes Earth an ideal place for the abundance of life we have here. We looked at Earth history as if on a 24-hour clock. The first 4 hours, there is no life at all. The next 16 hours, microbes dominate. it is only in the last few minutes that human life as we know it has existed on this planet. We looked at our planet in terms of interrelating systems, each of which has its own cycling process, upon all of which life, the biosphere, is dependent. The hydrosphere and water cycle, the atmosphere and the air cycle, and, important for this block, the lithosphere and rock cycle. The students explored the rock cycle through the Earth's geologic timetable. Within this, we were able to see how different three basic kinds of rock, igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic rock forms, continues to note their study of evolution, Darwin's work, and the Ice Age as it extended over the very part of New England where they now live. We took a field trip to the McAuliffe-Shepard Discovery Center, describes this, and heard a presentation by a local geologist. The students wrote five compositions for this block. Their first draft was written in their composition books, in which I indicated mistakes they were to correct. Then, they put the final version into their main lesson books. I also gave them four dictations that they copied directly into their books with accompanying diagrams and illustrations. They were expected to have a table of contents and borders of a half inch for their writings, and the writing was to be done with their best penmanship. I expected their drawings to be done with clarity, creativity, and beauty. I told them that a few mistakes would not affect their grade, but carelessness would. Attitude. Initiative, effort, satisfactory. Class conduct, excellent. Class participation, excellent. Cooperation. Cooperates with adults, satisfactory. Peer relationships, satisfactory. Ability to work in a group, excellent. Demonstrates understanding. Ability to work alone, satisfactory. Organization of work, satisfactory. Preparation for class activities, excellent. Comments. This was the first time the students received grades for their efforts on various assignments. This can help Julie see what she needs to do to achieve the level of work she knows she is capable of. In the next block, with just a little more care to correct grammar and spelling errors, I know her compositions will excel. She asks good questions and continues this year as a valuable contributor to discussions. Her grasp of material is excellent, and her enthusiasm for the subject was evident throughout the block. Cheshire Waldorf School required parent-teacher conferences twice a year for all grades. Parents could also meet with the special subject teachers at this time. Teachers of all grades wrote narrative reports at year's end that were accompanied by shorter reports from special subject teachers. Included in the end-of-the-year report packet was a description of the curriculum for that year, taken from the school's official standards. A letter to parents from the school director introduced the report and recommended that parents whose children were in grades 1 through 3 not share specific contents with their children. The recommendation for parents of children in grades 4 and 5 was to share generally about their progress and share contents selectively. Parents of children in grades 6 through 8 were encouraged to read the reports together with their children. Teachers of grade 4 through 8 submitted two-part written reports at mid-year and again at year's end, along with the long narrative, in the form of a grid and a 1 through 5 rating scale for each item listed. 1. Below expectations. 2. Needs support to progress. 3. Meets expectations. 4. Meets expectations with proficiency. 5. Exceeds expectations with superior achievement. The first part listed academic qualities and personal qualities and was the same for all teachers. The second part was a grid for each separate main lesson subject. The teacher tailored the categories that were rated to fit the expectations for the particular block for improvement in abilities, content mastery, and higher capabilities. The Cheshire School was considering revising this system because some people had incorrectly equated the five numbers to grade letters. No such correspondence was intended. Teachers of grades 6 through 8 could choose also to provide block evaluations at the end of every block, which students were expected to show their parents. Teachers set their own format and kept these block evaluations as a reference when preparing the mid-year and year-end reports. They were not filed in the school office. Mid-year and year-end report form from the Cheshire Waldorf School. Example from fourth grade, omitting student name, some main lesson subjects and attendance record. Key. 5. Exceeds expectations. Successfully mastered skill above and beyond expectations. 4. Meets expectations with proficiency. 3. meets expectations, successfully mastered skill and is working at the level of expectations. 2. Needs support to progress. Needs additional assistance to be successful. 1. Below expectations, not meeting expectations. Academic qualities. Attentiveness, interest, ability to concentrate, ability to organize, class participation, class discussion, singing, recitation, vocabulary, spelling, handwriting, reading, written expression, understands math concepts, solves math problems with accuracy, perseverance, ability to work without supervision, ability to work carefully and neatly. Personal qualities: willingness to live within the rules, self-esteem, self-discipline, peer compatibility, sensitivity to others' feelings, respect for individual differences, willingness to engage with teachers, respectful attitude, responsibility, preparedness for class, responsibility for own behavior, community service, chores, contribution to community. Main lesson: local history and geography. Participation, grasp of content, completion of class work, completion of homework, written work, willingness to engage with teachers, overall impression. Main lesson: Norse mythology. Participation, grasp of content, completion of class work, completion of homework, written work, willingness to engage with teachers, overall impression. Main lesson: fractions. Participation, grasp of content, completion of class work, completion of homework, written work, willingness to engage with teachers, overall impression. End of the year narrative reports. The end of the year narrative reports, common to all Waldorf schools, are typed or handwritten by the class teacher, mailed to parents, and kept in the school's files. Because our data collection ended in mid-year, we did not examine the end of the year narrative reports written by the teachers in our study. Our description here is based on the guidelines in OSNA's Effective Practices resource for affiliated schools, as well as one researcher's experience as a Waldorf teacher and both as parents of Waldorf students. These reports always have two parts. The first part, from 3 to 5 pages long, is a comprehensive description of the curriculum that was taught that year, including academic subjects, special subjects, plays, special projects, activities, and field trips. This is considered to be an indispensable context for parents to understand the evaluation of their child that follows. In some schools, this first part is a reproduction of the school's official curriculum standards for that year. In others, teachers prepare a fresh description of all the activities that the class actually engaged in that year. In this case, they often use the first person plural. For example, we began history by drawing a large map, which reflects and confirms the importance of the experience of learning as a social group. In either case, the description always mentions the pertinent insights relating to child development that underlie and guide the curriculum for that year. The second part, from 1 to 3 pages long, is the teacher's evaluation of the progress of that child in all areas of development: academic and cognitive, social, physical, motor, affective, aesthetic. In other words, a comprehensive, balanced, and cumulative picture that is respectful and appreciative of the individuality of the child. Teachers may spend many hours writing these reports, drawing on their classroom assessments accumulated over the course of the year. They note levels of attainment in main lesson and other subjects. Typically, they include comments of outstanding achievements, special interests, and specific areas of weakness for further work. They appraise effort, attitudes, habits and dispositions, and social skills and relationships with classmates. They aim at concision in identifying both problems and success and support general statements with specific examples. The year-end narrative report is the only written report in most schools for lower grades, starting in 4th, 5th, or 6th grade. The College of Teachers of each school decides when. Class teachers may, in addition or instead, prepare reports on student work in each of the main subjects, with rating scales, grades, and comments. Most schools send narrative reports to the parents as a packet with a cover sheet or cover letter signed by the school director or faculty chair. The packet also includes brief reports written by the special subject teachers: foreign languages, physical education, handwork, orchestra, painting, woodwork, or whatever subjects are taught that year. The benefits of a narrative form for reporting have been recognized outside the Waldorf movement. Black and Others, 2004, pages 13 and 14, Beraldi, 1998b, Wiggins, 1994. Writing about the learning potential of authentic and complex performance tasks, Wiggins, 1998, notes the importance of clarity about the basis for measuring student performance, whether expectations for an individual or grade-level standards. Reports of students' performance in such tasks should include evaluation of students' habits of mind, pages 241 through 288. Waldorf educators believe that a narrative format enables a teacher to provide that clarity, to explain exactly how the performance measures up to either standards or expectations, or both. Assessment of character, emotional maturity, creativity, social sensitivity, attitudes, and dispositions cannot be done with numerical or letter scales or any kind of checklist. Nonetheless, teachers can discern degrees of progress in their development. And given that these areas of development are just as important in Waldorf education as cognitive abilities, they need to assess them. The descriptive potential of the narrative form enables them to do so. Apart from the obvious advantage of providing more information to students, parents, and teachers, this type of report has much greater likelihood of inspiring and encouraging effort in students, enhancing their self-understanding, self-esteem, and motivation for learning. While teachers will pinpoint deficiencies, the format enables teachers to express critique in terms of encouragement. For example, they may write, "I encourage her to work on improving. He has made good progress. And with extra effort next year, I know she will rise to the challenge. And I think she is beginning to understand the importance of." The format also enables teachers to express their close relationship as teachers with the students, with such phrasing as, "I am looking forward to working together with him on this. It has been such a pleasure to have him in class. She is such a joy to teach." In Waldorf pedagogy, the relationship between teacher and elementary level students is understood to be the essential condition for learning to take place. When that relationship is healthy and strong, it is an authentic basis for the making of valid and useful assessment. The narrative report draws from and aims to strengthen this relationship and thereby the path of learning. Waldorf end-of-year reports can be called summative assessments insofar as they summarize up to a given point in time the progress in the attainment of the full range of age-appropriate learning goals and objectives for the development of capacities, subject mastery, and skill acquisition. Schools make them available to other schools or agencies at the request of parents. However, they are neither executed by teachers nor understood by recipients as final. All the characteristics or emphases of classroom assessment described in the last chapter apply to the narrative summations. They are open-ended in being expressive of future possibilities. They evaluate ongoing engagement and learning experience. They deal with development of capabilities and dispositions as well as specific subject competencies. They are based on many inputs, and they measure progress in the context of the full picture of the particular stage of child development in question, as well as in relationship to individual potential. Waldorf Student Learning Standards. Assessments must always be in relationship to some standards or criteria for achievement, in the case of academic learning, and to developmental norms for progress in non-cognitive domains. As is the case in mainstream terminology, in Waldorf usage, standards specify levels of attainment by grade and are not to be confused with the rubrics and checklists that teachers use for evaluating performance on particular classroom assignments. The three school standards specified a wide range of grade-by-grade developmental markers. Cheshire Waldorf School called them signposts. Whittington Waldorf School said they were a guide for teaching to enable the teacher to craft a curriculum that is both creative and responsive to the developing capacities of the student. Waldorf schools are faculty-run schools. While OSNA requires member schools to establish standards for student learning as part of the OSNA path to membership and accreditation, it charges the faculty of each school with the responsibility for articulating those standards. Our data on standards consist of the published standards of only the three schools in our study, but the researchers think they are reliable indicators of the scope, style, and content of most Waldorf schools' standards. If we take the standards that we looked at as representative, we can state that Waldorf standards differ from standards set for public education by professional educators and subject specialists in two main ways. First, in regard to academic progress, Waldorf emphasis on academics is minimal in the early grades, gradually increasing as the grades progress. By 7th and 8th grade, Waldorf standards for academic learning are comparable to those used in public education. In other words, the Waldorf standards we looked at reflected a different pace of cognitive learning. In Chapter 7, we explain that Waldorf pacing for the teaching of reading and other academic skills is not delay, but rather concern to build foundations. Waldorf educators argue that play and psychomotor activities, knitting, drawing of letters, number clapping games, that are prominent in the curriculum of the early grades are the most effective preparation for strong cognitive abilities. Some recent media focus on the importance of play suggests that support for this view is growing. Hamilton, 2014, Stout, 2011. The second main difference is that Waldorf standards encompass a wider range of capabilities, specifying levels of attainment in social, affective, and psychomotor areas of development, as well as cognitive or traditional academic levels. The standards for the higher grades that identify academic benchmarks in great detail continue to include standards for non-cognitive development expected for those grades. In other words, in comparison with most published standards which focus on cognitive abilities throughout all grades, Waldorf standards are comprehensive of all domains and are calibrated to the developmental abilities of each age, especially in regard to how children change over time in how they relate to the world, that is, in how they take in and process sensory and intellectual perceptions. See Appendix D for examples of standards in effect at the time of writing. Standards for non-cognitive domains. In the standards of Cheshire Waldorf School, each grade section began with a 2-to-3-page preface describing in broad strokes what can be expected of a child at this age in regard to interests, emotions, abilities of all kinds, accomplishments, work habits, and social and physical maturity. The specific standards that followed this description were in categories like work habits and attitude, as well as subjects of study. Work habits and attitude covered social and affective development. For example, for this category in third grade, students should begin to work out differences when conflicts arise with a sense of respect and self-control. The standards of Whittington Waldorf School had a one-paragraph preface with a condensed description of the characteristics of each grade. The categories that followed included more and different non-subject areas. For example, in grades 1 through 3, social and emotional skills, and in grades 6 through 8, classroom protocol, interpersonal skills, and general skills. The latter category was a mixture of social, physical, affective, and cognitive skills. For example, students in grade 2 should, as part of a group, join in morning activities involving singing, recitations, and movement. In grade 5, confidently complete regular homework assignments and respond respectfully to the requests of teachers. In grade 7, students should always be engaged in the writing process. It is common for students to be editing one assignment while working on another. Cheshire's standards for social behavior under work habits and attitude included, for example, that students should respect and treat other human beings with tolerance for cultural, family differences, and differences in capacities. In grade 2, students should contribute to the community of the class, helping others, doing classroom chores, being willing to do what is asked. In grade 3, begin to work out differences when conflicts arise in the social life of the class with a sense of respect and self-control. In grade 4, show respect for teacher, classmates, property, and materials, and work with positive attitude and be open to feedback even through difficulties. In grade 6, work independently and collaboratively with minimum adult intervention. These were examples from a longer list of standards for each grade that specified the kinds of behavior and attitudes that teachers would expect and evaluate. They were presented not as a subsidiary, but of equal rank with standards for academic learning. Standards or benchmarks in the psychomotor domain showed the developmental perspective that is a hallmark of Waldorf education. In the Cheshire standards, these were under the category physical education. This was not gym class, as in some non-Waldorf schools, but an area of development involving bodily movement, coordination, spatial orientation, and general physical health. Examples of the first grade standards were: students will be able to jump rope forward, backward, with crossovers, individually and with a partner, and understand rules of games and follow them, a combination of cognitive and psychomotor standard. In second grade, students should be able to play games that involve taking aim. In fifth grade, train for and participate in a classic Greek pentathlon, running, wrestling, jumping, throwing javelin, or discus, and play team games with strength and accuracy. In eighth grade, compete in all types of games with good sportsmanship. Some of the other categories included benchmarks for physical skills such as hand-eye coordination and spatial awareness in art, handwork, woodwork, and other practical activities. The categories in the Whittington standard shifted as the grades progressed. All grades included language arts and mathematics. Most subject-specific expectations were included in language arts. In addition, for first grade, there were standards for motor skills, social-emotional skills, and general skills. For examples, under motor skills, students should distinguish left and right side and form numbers and letters correctly. Under social-emotional skills, listen when a teacher or a classmate speaks and agree to compromise and play. Under general skills, demonstrate appropriate boundary awareness of self and others, and as part of a group, join in morning activities of singing, recitations, and movement. Standards for subsequent grades had no separate category for motor skills. The social-emotional category was retained through fifth grade. The higher grades variously included categories for speech, artistic work, class protocol, and interpersonal skills. Examples: under fourth grade social-emotional, resolve peer conflicts with less adult support, and work independently with focus and without distracting others. Under sixth grade interpersonal skills, accept when at fault and take responsibility for their actions. Under seventh grade interpersonal skills, impose conscious will over impulsive behavior, and demonstrate awareness of each member of the group so that no one is deliberately excluded. Many of the standards dealing with social skills and work habits continued through the grades. The standards reflected the experiential emphasis of the curriculum in the lower grades. For example, in third grade science, students should be able to participate in gardening chores. In non-Waldorf educational practice, this would probably be considered too vague to qualify as a standard. But in Waldorf teaching, the expectation here would not be that a student learns, for example, to distinguish weeds from vegetables or to be able to correctly identify the use of a certain number of garden tools. The standard would be precisely that he participates. In participating, he would expand his awareness of his own capabilities, would be exposed to an important human activity, and would use his senses to discern colors, shapes, smells, the variety of plants, not to mention the phenomena of growth and decay, all direct sense experiencing of nature. Whether he did so enthusiastically or lackadaisically would be commented on by the teacher in her narrative report. In Waldorf pedagogy, the inclusion of such broadly stated standards is not an absence of rigor on the part of the teachers who articulated them. Rather, it reflects their holistic understanding of the individual student of that age and grade. If you wanted to describe her and you listed all the subject matter she mastered and subject-related skills she had acquired or further developed, you would not have a full or accurate picture. The student, at the end of this grade, will also have enlarged his sympathies and interests, strengthened his character in some ways, become more or less self-confident, determined, emotionally stable, and artistically sensitive. If a school's faculty that cares about these developments and attributes sets out to publish standards, the phrasing of those standards will necessarily reflect their incalculability. It is fair to ask how Waldorf faculties arrive at standards that comprehend incalculable and variable categories like aesthetic appreciation, social sensitivity, and character traits. We researchers suggest that the intelligence, common sense, subject knowledge, and wide experience of the Waldorf faculties contribute to decisions about standards in every area of learning and development, just as is the case for standards arrived at by education professionals in other educational settings. One of our participating teachers told us that benchmarks for each year for the development of character traits, social skills, and emotional maturity, as well as for subject knowledge, are well understood through the years of experience in many Waldorf schools. Waldorf faculties do consult outside standards in some instances. For example, the grade level word lists on Dolk sight words. Academic standards. The standards of the three schools reflected the increasing importance of measurable academic achievements as the grades progressed. The number of subject standards with specific wording increased with each grade. Cheshire's 7th grade language arts standards comprised 27 items, most of which could be assessed by means of written or oral exercises. For example, that students write compositions in expository, narrative, and descriptive styles. They included as well this broad one, that students develop appreciation for poetry through reading and writing. How teachers would know whether a student met that standard would vary with the student and would depend on the teacher's own subjective view of what constitutes appreciation. Whittington's academic standards began in first grade under language arts with 10 items. For example, understand through story and verse the difference between the consonants and the vowel, and listen with focus to oral stories and be able to engage in oral retelling and review of the story. In third grade, students should be able to read about the first 100 sight words on the Fry lists and demonstrate a basic understanding of the four kinds of sentences and read aloud with articulation and working knowledge of punctuation. In fifth grade, work with passive and active voices and show mastery of ever more complex weekly spelling vocabulary exercises. In seventh grade, participate in a literature curriculum being able to discuss plot, theme, and character development, and demonstrate capacity to write creatively in both prose and poetry using material from main lesson content, independent research, and book reports. The standards for mathematics were very specific. In first grade, students should be able to count forwards and backwards from 100 and recognize the difference between odd and even numbers. In fourth grade, know the multiplication tables through 12 by heart and in random order. And calculate story problems and mental math arithmetic in all four processes. In sixth grade, accurately work with prime factorizations and convert percent from fractions and decimals and the reverse. For 8th grade mathematics, the standards have 30 items addressing skills in algorithms, graphs, percent, metric measurement, signed numbers, algebra, ratio, geometry, Fibonacci numbers, and complex word problems.